And now let's camp out there somewhere with Rick O'Brien. Thanks to Spitwater Pressure Cleaners and Industrial Heaters. Spitwater, that's what it does.
Oh, yes, I love that intro. And, of course, Rick O'Brien is the man in front of the camera, behind the camera. He's everywhere on Rediscover with Rico. He's got cabin fever at the moment, but he's going to take us camping up in Queensland. Rico, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you travelling?
Mate, going all right, son. How's the guitars going?
Mate, just bopping along as per usual, annoying the neighbours.
Yeah, well done. That's the go. That's what we love. That's what we love, mate. And people can check out my Facebook page. We'll note that we bought a drum kit through the week, so my neighbours are having a great time at the moment, tapping their feet and drinking as much as they can to put them out of their misery.
Mate, they definitely got the rough end of the pineapple, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess so. Now, listen, mate, where are we off to? We haven't got a lot of time, mate. Where are we going?
Mate, if there's anywhere else you'd rather be right now, I reckon it'd be here, and this is Noah Beach up in the Daintree National Park.
Yes.
Magic country this is. So Noah Beach Camping, it's one of the only beach camps actually in the Daintree National Park, and it's a corker, mate. Some of the sites are big, some of the sites are small. You'll pay around $6 a night per person, and for that you'll get a beautiful rainforest setting, literally right on the beach, some drop dunnies, some basic facilities. You can't have a fire there, unfortunately, which is the only downer, but surrounded by amazing things to see and do. Just down the road, you've got the Madger Boardwalk. You can take a walk through the rainforest. If you're lucky, you'll see some cassowaries. Also, we saw lizards and snakes and all sorts of stuff when we went for a wander through there. Absolutely amazing. So Noah Beach, it's got to be on your list.
Oh, mate, it sounds fantastic. And, geez, who wouldn't mind being in the Daintree right now?
Oh, too right. Doesn't get any better.
Yeah, ask anybody in New South Wales, I'd reckon. I mean, you'd rather be anywhere, wouldn't you?
I'd even be happy to be at the RTA at the moment.
Yes, the RTA, of course, for people around the country is where you go to register your cars and pay for your license, and it's always a great experience lining up there. Yeah, right, absolutely, mate. All right, everything else going okay? Obviously, Australia Rediscover, you can grab that on YouTube right now, and there are plenty of episodes up there. If you haven't seen it, jump on there and
no, you
catch
can't
up there.
Now.
Not on YouTube.
I had to take it down because it's going on to TV. It's going on to 7Mate, so part of the deal with 7Mate is they want exclusivity. So
okay,
it'll go back up on YouTube. It'll be back up there after it's aired on TV. So it starts on December the 4th.
December the 4th. Okay, well done. So December the 4th. So Australia Rediscover with Rico. In the meantime, jump on the Facebook page, Australia Rediscover with Rico, or just Rico's Facebook page. Check that out. Check out the website as well, and you can keep up to speed. So December 4th, that is when it will be on 7Mate. Well done, and certainly look forward to seeing it on there. It's a great show, and it's deservedly so. It needs to be on television, and there it is. So, well done, mate. That is what you call an achievement and a result after a lot of hard work. Good on you.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the team, mate. They've done a magnificent job.
Good on you, mate. There he is. That is Rick O'Brien. He'll be back next week with another great camp spot for us. And he tells me we're the highlight of his week just because he has cabin fever and he's not much else to do. But no, that's great news. So December 4, 7Mate. We'll give you times as we get closer. So look forward to that. And well done to Rico with Australia Rediscover with Rico. So just stand by for that on 7Mate.